to rock except our God.
Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rocks, here is Pastor Alan Ward.
Hey, good afternoon. I hope you're doing great today. Man, listen, I've got some great, some brand new old music. And by that, I mean music that's old that has been recently found and made available for us today. So it's brand new old music. And I've got some great stuff. I got a hold of Vision's long-lost album called Street Fighter. It was recorded in a beach house in Florida and then found recently, remastered, and put out to the general public. And, man, it's awesome. So I'm going to play a selection from that today. Also, I'm going to play some music from a band that was kind of lost in obscurity in the mid-90s. It's a Hawaiian glam band. That's right, you heard me. A glam metal band from Hawaii, which is not necessarily known for its metal scene. But out of the 90s, they found it. It's a great album, and I'm going to play a selection off of that for you today as well. And mainly what we're going to be talking about today is something that we've been sharing with the kids of Sandpoint all week long in our Backyard Bible Club. And what is that? Well, we've been sharing about foolishness and wisdom and how to tell the two apart. So we're going to play songs rather today about that. They're going to sing about wisdom and some of these things, and I'm going to bring these things up to you. So I hope you have an open heart and an open mind today to hear the word of God and to hear the message of these songs so that you can hear the call of wisdom and reject the call of foolishness. Up first is our Hawaiian glam metal band called Broken Silence and their song called Follow the Leader.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Broken Silence, Follow the Leader. Pretty good for a Hawaii glam metal band, huh? Who would ever thunk it? Well, hey, it's a great song, Follow the Leader, talking about choices and following God versus following the flesh and the world. And here is Guardian. They're going to sing another song, and they're going to sing about wisdom, and they sing about it as Proverbs presents wisdom as a woman. So the song is called Sister Wisdom. This is Guardian. Hey, that was Guardian with Sister Wisdom talking about all the wonderful benefits that wisdom has brought to his life. That's what he was singing about. And all it also tells you all the wonderful benefits that wisdom can bring to your life, too, if you have an open heart to receive it. And if you have a heart that loves wisdom. And we'll talk about what those are in just a minute. First, though, we're going to ramp it up a little bit with Deliverance. And this is their song, The Call. Hey, that was Deliverance with The Call. Deliverance, an awesome late 80s, early 90s, I guess you would call them speed metal band. They were awesome, and they sang about The Call, and they were referring to the call of Christ. God's calling people every day, and that's what the Bible presents to us, is that there are two things that are constantly calling to us day and night. And they are foolishness and wisdomness. Foolishness is constantly calling out, and wisdom is constantly calling out to us. Now, the book of Proverbs pictures both foolishness and wisdom as wisdom. Foolishness is pictured as the woman of folly. It says this in Proverbs 9, 13 through 15. The woman of folly is boisterous. She is naive and knows nothing. She sits at the doorway of her house on a seat by the high places of the city, calling to those who pass by who are making their path straight. You see, foolishness calls out to us. It's ignorance. It's loud. It demands our attention. And that's really what we battle with every day, you know, that loud voice, that obnoxious voice of foolishness calling to us to try to get us to do something wrong. And wisdom likewise is pictured as a woman, as you just heard about two songs ago by Guardian, Sister Wisdom, and they got that from Proverbs 1, 20 and 21. It says this: wisdom shouts in the street. She lifts up her voice in the square. At the head of the noisy street, she cries out. At the entrance of the gates in the city, she utters her sayings. And you see, wisdom and foolishness are always calling out to us. And my question for you is, which one are you listening to? And how do you know which one you're listening to? And that's kind of what we've been sharing with the kids this week. And it's important for all of us to understand that and know that. And you see, wisdom, really the way Bible presents wisdom is loving what God says is right and good and doing it. That's really what wisdom is, loving what God says is right and good and doing it. Wisdom always points us to God and the things that are good and right. Foolishness, on the other hand, is loving what God says is wrong and bad and doing it. And it always points us away from God and towards the things that are wrong and bad. So the question is, which one are you listening to? That you hear a sort of a working definition of those two. Which one are you listening to? Are you listening to foolishness and being led down the path of death and destruction? Because they both lead us in two different places. Foolishness leads us to death and destruction in hell, and wisdom leads us to life and happiness in heaven. So which one are you following? What path are you on? And that's the question we need to ask. Now, our next group, or man, individual, solo, is Rick Kua, and he sings a song called Crossfire. And listen to what he struggles with, because I want to know if that's what you struggle with.
Took my hand and said, can we get high? I had to think before I said, I really just don't know. She walked away in record time. My ego took the blow. I was caught in a crossfire between the evil and the good. I got all God's mighty. Just like you should. Don't get caught.
Hey, that was Rick Kua with Crossfire. You know, he's demonstrating in that song one of the differences between a foolish person and a wise person. The Bible says in Proverbs 14:15-16, the naive believes everything, but the sensible man considers his steps. In verse 16, it says this, a wise man is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is arrogant and careless. Over in Proverbs 27:12, it puts it this way, a prudent man sees evil and hides himself. The naive proceed and pay the penalty. Well, which one of those describes you? Are you a simple person who just, hey, you just go for it? You don't consider things? You don't turn away from evil or from what's wrong or bad? Or are you someone who turns away from those things? Are you listening to the truth of wisdom that's pointing you to God and to what is good and right? Or are you listening to the lies of foolishness, which are pointing you away from God and towards those things that are bad and wrong? Well, listen to Barron Cross as they sing a song about hard lies.